This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live. Free Talk Live. You can call and change the subject. You can listen to what we have to say. You can talk about what we're talking about or change the subject completely. My name's Chris. In studio, we have...
I'm Ian.
And Will.
Outstanding boys. And we're having fun. We've been talking about the new slogan for the wall. That's exciting stuff. No. Build the wall. Build a wall and crime will fall. That is just... It tears at my heartstrings. We've been talking about the Covington boys. That's what we're referring to them as. But
who didn't chant "Build the Wall"? By the way,
they did not.
Did they chant something?
They chanted their school slogan.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing that they got picked on for was one of their cheers involved like the tomahawk chop.
Yeah.
And they did that at some point. And
they were talking to an Indian, right? They were interacting with.
Yeah. Well, somebody started doing that. And then, if I recall the correct order here, they were doing their chants. And then the Indians came in, and the Native Americans were banging their drums. And a lot of
was
the
there
students,
more than one? I'm sorry, I haven't seen the video. Was there more than one Native American?
It looked like the kids thought that the Native Americans were there on their side.
Right. They were joining in with the chanting.
And then you can see on the one kid's face the moment that he realizes that the Native American guy is not there in support of them against the guy who's saying horribly racist things about Native Americans.
I see.
No, he's there against them as well. We're all alone, and we're kids, and we're surrounded by adults who want to intimidate us. I mean, like, you see the realization in his face, and it's become 110% evident that whether or not you see these kids as kids and as human beings is 100% on whether or not you support Trump or that you just don't see Trump as worse than other presidents. If you don't think he is literally Hitler, then you're just like, these kids acted pretty decently for kids that age. And otherwise, they are the face of racism. Mm. They are the kids knocking books out of the little black girl's hand in Selma, Alabama.
Right. And one of the narratives that I keep reading over and over on social media is, well, yeah, they may not have done all the stuff that we said, but it's still wrong. I mean, the kids are wearing MAGA hats. I mean,
it's wrong for them to express themselves about.
Well, it's wrong for them to disagree with you.
Yeah,
I see.
And that's the point, is that the left is looking at this like these are, you know.
These kids disagree with us, therefore they are racist.
They are the enemy, and by de facto, Nazis. I mean, that is pretty much the leap that the left is taking, that if you support Trump, you are a Nazi.
Well, and during the Tea Party era, in the 2010s to 2011s, if you supported Obama to the very same people who are ugu about Trump, then you literally supported communism and jihadist takeover of America.
Well, the problem is you know, Trump is going to drag us into wars in the Middle East. He's going to go in there. He's going to literally light the world on fire.
Oh, you mean like Obama did?
except Trump made peace.
Well, not entirely.
Well, let me continue. He's trying to make peace with North Korea, and that's more than anybody ever else succeeded at doing what he's done
so
far.
They got another meeting in February.
He's pulling the troops out of Afghanistan and out of Syria so that he can have them all in one spot to invade Iran.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
If you hated this action, you're going to love this action.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, you've got a Senate, you know, that's pretty split. And
what's going to be beautiful is when the people who voted for Hillary, when Hillary made it 1,000% clear in interview after interview that if she was elected,
she'd go to war.
She would go to war with Iran. for them to be like, I can't, I'm so mad that they're going to war with Iran. It's like, you totally voted for and said anyone who didn't right. vote for a war with Iran was a racist Nazi a year ago. So right. please save it.
And we used to have back in the day, I'm a little older than you guys. You may not remember this. We used to have an anti-war movement. It was, coming more from the left.
Yeah.
And
well, that was because a Republican was waging war. That was before Obama. That's why I believe Obama is the worst president that ever existed, is because Obama made war cool to the left.
Maybe that's it. The anti-war movement, when it started, was really started during Democrat administration, so under Johnson.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened. 855, 450 free. We've got a call on the line, and my gosh, I haven't talked to this person in an awfully long time.
So you're brand new here tonight behind seat number one, Chris. You got to hit the air button on that.
Oh,
we're close.
No, I hit the right one. I put her on hold. Bear with me while
Let me guess.
What's
Sarah?
Going on.
Is it Sarah?
It is Sarah.
It's Sarah.
It's 8 o'clock. I didn't Sarah. Know that I was new. But
turn her up.
Did you know that last year, 37,300 drivers were killed in auto crashes?
Where?
Hold on. Will, did you know that?
I didn't know I was supposed to care.
Where?
Oh.
Where did this happen?
50 states. 50 states.
Okay, all 50 states.
Year. Oh, I see. Okay. So in 1 year, 37,000 people. Okay, so what's the solution? Do we need more driver's ed courses?
Tesla.
Well, I don't know about that, but another 800 were just killed from distracted driving, talking on cell phones.
So we're 37,800?
No, the 800 of that was 800 killed.
800 out of 37,000 were killed by distracted driving. That doesn't make it. Really make your case that distracted driving is a problem.
No. She's saying 800 were killed out of the 37,000.
That's
right?
What I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay. Yeah,
that to
really
me is a really low percentage.
Yeah,
I would have guessed it would have been higher.
Well, and also distracted driving can include talking on a cell phone. It can also include yelling at the kids in the back. It can also include
lighting
switching radio stations,
yeah.
lighting a cigarette, eating yeah. McDonald's, putting on makeup.
In Seattle, they will pull you over and give you a ticket for drinking a cup of coffee while you're driving down the road.
Really?
If it's not Starbucks.
I think it's Seattle. It's either Seattle or Portland. One of the
can
other.
You drink a big gulp and that's fine, but
no
coffee?
No, you can't drink anything.
Okay, gotcha.
Really?
Nothing.
I've never got busted in Oregon for that one,
well,
but who knows?
They
may have
just
done
passed
this
the law. They literally had police officers sitting outside of drive-thrus
watching.
Pulling people over as they left McDonald's
wow.
and Burger King.
What do you think about that, Sarah? Was that them just keeping us safe?
Well, you know what? I like it because we only like killed 37,300 people and just drivers alone. So I wonder if that's including all of the pedestrians included. You know,
so wait,
all
you're
of
saying the 37, just to clarify, you're saying the 37,000 is only the drivers? That doesn't include the number of passengers who also might
yeah.
have died in car wrecks?
That's a good question.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that either. It sounds kind of like all inclusive. Like
yeah, it sounds like
sounds
all of them.
Kind of like everything included, you know?
Yeah. You never really answered Chris's question, though. I mean, what do you want to do about it?
Right. Is there a solution? We like it when callers bring solutions to us. So go ahead. What's your solution?
Well, you know, like I said, the solution is that, like, the radar guns, the speeding guns.
They already have those.
Yeah, that's not a new thing. They've had those for 30, 40 years. What next?
Well, you know
we already,
what I really
we
like.
Already tried that, so what's the next step?
Well, we need to get our red light cameras back.
Red light cameras. You don't listen to us, though, Sarah, when we say that statistically these things cause more accidents. Go ahead, Will.
Well,
no, the law I was talking about before... from January until, I think, September, the state of Washington contacted 18,000 drivers for distracted driving so far. So in
they only contacted,
9 months,
so they were warning them? They weren't actually ticketing them?
Well, contact is how you get opportunity to give tickets.
Right.
You create a reason for contact.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, I smell something.
Right.
And then you run the dog around the car and pat on the side. And then, you know, of course, the dog barks. And then you get to search the car and see, you know, it's like a big present on Christmas.
I think the number of people killed is much higher than that. Sarah, thank you so much for the call. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live, where we want to hear what you have to say. This is not a show where you have to talk about what we're talking about. You don't have to agree with us. You can set the subject. We'll talk about it with you. This is Chris with you tonight.
It's Ian.
And Will.
That's standing. And
we may not talk about it for long if it's really boring. So
we've talked about subjects for milliseconds.
Yeah.
Sometimes depending on what the caller brings up, but that's usually because they like to interject a few inflective words and phrases in there that require us to use the bump button. Yeah, sorry.
We haven't had it tonight, thank goodness.
Yeah, not yet, but I'm still hoping.
You know, want this to happen.
I want this to happen.
On your inaugural voyage.
This is my first day at sea.
My prediction is if it happens, it'll be in the Discord chat.
Oh, that's almost a given.
Most of them have been on the phones, though. Most of the curse words that have been tried to put on the air in the last few weeks have been on the phones.
Right. But it's usually preceded Twitch. By, yes, I was going to say, calling, watching the Twitch feed.
Yeah,
that's usually
users,
when we all get a little nervous. Once again, 855-450-FREE, or join us on Discord, discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound great.
Yep.
But we've been talking a little bit about these kids from Kentucky, the Covington students.
Who, yeah.
Depending on what narrative you believe, they are either Nazis wearing MAGA hats.
But that's the only evidence, right, is that the people calling them Nazis is just because they're wearing the hat. That's all they have. They didn't say anything Nazi, did they?
They're wearing MAGA hats and they're white. So
yeah, put two and two together.
Two and two together.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. And they were confronted.
We don't hate them, therefore we are Nazis as well now.
Well, I hate them, but not enough.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, right?
If you don't hate them enough, then you're still a Nazi or a Nazi sympathizer, which is just kind of silly. And so basically you have the right defending these kids at every turn, every possible way they can, and you have people on the left who have now backed off of their narrative saying, maybe they didn't say build the wall, but they still, what they represent.
Yeah.
What they represent. I mean, what do they represent?
Well, they kept digging, and they're like, oh, look, see, they did blackface. And they're like, well, no, actually, black is one of their school colors, and they were at a game, and just like other students paint their entire body in the school colors.
And I saw
that. They painted their entire body in the school colors. I did the same thing at Little River City High School. I was painted black and orange.
Right. You know? And I saw that picture, and the caption was, well, this certainly isn't going to sit well for the Covington school children.
No, Covington school children put on a minstrel show, and I'm like, no, that didn't happen.
That's not what that is either. So
it was like they'd already invested in the narrative,
right?
And it's like, okay, well then these kids have to be evil, and like you can't say, oops, we got it wrong, I'm sorry, because
that would be mature.
Well, no, because that would be apologizing to rich white kids.
Oh,
and they are the ultimate evil. Like, we should be burning their houses down and stealing their stuff because they exist.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Now, I get where you're coming from. I wanted to, and I didn't say anything about this. I just wanted to understand what happened. I saw the clip.
Yeah.
I was like, it didn't look really good. So
that's
like,
what Jack Hunter says in the article.
Like, what am I thinking here? Oh, yeah. It's 2019. Everybody in the world has video on their phone, and they're going to be recording this stuff, too. And, and it took me maybe an hour or two before somebody else posted a link to an almost two-hour-long, I think it was an hour 45 minutes.
It was the video that the black Israelites had put up.
And the next video I found, somebody had basically recorded things from a different angle. And that's what we see now in news stories, is you have the shot from the main camera.
Right.
You know, the one that made the story, and then you get the one from the other angle. And another one was, it was showing in one of the black Hebrew Israelites haranguing another kid, not the kid that we're talking about, not the smirking white boy that we should all fear, but he was talking to another student saying, you know, you guys just need to go back to Europe. You know, the problem was, and, you know, it was something about we've been here before and so on and so on, and you have no right to be here. And the kid goes, no, wait a minute. What about the land bridge? We all came from Africa. I'm paraphrasing the kid, but that's pretty dang close to what he said. He's like, we all came from Africa. We all
came.
Right.
And we know this scientifically now that now, we all came from Africa.
Right. And he's saying this and he's pointing off at the black Hebrew Israelites and he's talking to one of them right there. And he's like, that's just BS.
Oh, yeah. I've actually had Native American activists now tell me that the land bridge is a myth, that it didn't really happen,
right,
that it's been proven that it's not real, and that they were basically I'm prejudiced and believe that only Abrahamic religions are true and that their traditions are true and they were created from the earth by the sky spirit or whatever their tradition is. And that I'm prejudiced because I believe that my religion is true and theirs isn't.
Well, what is the benefit to them for not believing in the land bridge? Is the idea that they want to feel like they didn't migrate?
Their religious traditions say that they were created there and given the land, and that the land belongs to them and is a gift from their gods, and like Israel with the Jews.
Right, and that's not to say that every Native American believes that.
No.
Just like not.
I've only had one attack me over that, actually.
Right.
And they're a dedicated race activist. I mean, like, that's what they do.
Yes.
is get outraged about stuff.
And that's a big difference in whether we're talking about Native Americans, whether we're talking about, African Americans, whatever group we're talking about, you're always going to have that subset, that very small but very local,
and very loud
group that is just going to push their agenda and their beliefs.
Well, they get paid for their volume.
Well, and sometimes they get paid by other people.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, too.
I got into a debate with a guy who was on Fox News a few years ago about Islam. And somebody asked me, they're like, why do you even waste your time talking to these anti-Muslim speakers? Because
Where were you debating in?
On radio.
Okay.
On Michael W. Dean's old show.
Oh, Freedom Fiends.
Yeah. And he moderated the debate, and I, smacked the guy around, and he just walked away.
Mm-hmm.
He literally just hung up the phone. And somebody asked me, like, well, why do you waste your time with these people? You know, and it's like, well, look, man, it's not about him.
Right.
You know, it's about the idiots who believe for one second that anything that he has to say is true.
Well, yeah, and the other idea is that if you talk to these people that are evil, then you become evil, too. And
well, they're invested. You're never going to change their mind.
Right.
And I'm not trying to change his mind because his paycheck depends on whether or not he says this.
Yeah. Right.
So you're never going to change his mind. But the guy who reads the stupid books that he writes, who's not dependent on a paycheck for spewing this hokum, well, that guy you can reach.
Right.
And that's why you do what you do. These people, they get paid to be ideologues. You're never, ever, ever going to convince them to say, Alyssa Milano, you're never going to convince her to be like, you know what? Oops, I was wrong. I said this thing. It was stupid. I'm sorry, kids. Shouldn't have done that. This is not going to happen.
I hear you.
Now I want to know what Alyssa Milano did.
Well, and those are the people we want to
She
reach.
Ran with it.
And we want people who, if you have questions, if you don't believe what you're hearing in mainstream media, call 855-450-453. This is Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. with two bills going down in flames in the Senate on Thursday, President Trump says he has options to end the government shutdown and build a border wall.
I have other alternatives if I have to, and I'll use those alternatives if I have to. We want to go through the system. We have to have a wall in this country.
The president says talks are underway.
Mitch McConnell's meeting with Chuck Schumer, and Steve, they'll have to see what happens. They're meeting to see if they can work out something, maybe on a temporary basis where we start. But I have, you know, we have a lot of alternatives. There are a lot of people that want this to happen.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is not allowed to break diplomatic relations with the United States because he doesn't have the legal authority. Maduro has said he wants U.S. diplomats out of Venezuela. Meanwhile, as of right now, there's no indications that they will be withdrawing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 to let us know what's on your mind. You can also reach us through Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Again, with you tonight, it's Chris, Ian, and Will, and we've been taking calls and having some fun. We've been talking about these terrible kids down in Kentucky. These horrible...
They're evil.
They are evil. They were wearing MAGA hats.
Well, yeah, that makes them evil.
Make Albania great again. I don't know even how they got here. I didn't even know we had that many Albanian immigrants here. But apparently we do. Or maybe it was another A word.
Right.
Yes.
Covington Catholic students, related story here from Vox.com. MAGA hats are a teen trend, they say. The red baseball caps are a provocative way to signal you're on a winning team.
There you go.
Yeah, so there's a whole article about this sort of analysis of why young people are into wearing the MAGA hats.
Yeah, and again, when youth pick something up...
They change the meaning of it.
Do they? I really do.
They do.
Well, I think in some cases they probably do.
Well, because remember, sagging used to have a completely different meaning than what it has now. Now it's just a cultural... Now it's just a cultural trend.
Urban Dictionary.
It used to signal, like, in prison,
that you were advertising.
I thought sagging. You mean like the saggy pants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That used to be like a signal in prison, and then suddenly it was like a popular way to dress.
Right.
It was
right.
Like the cool thing to do, and
also a way to let people know that you had no idea that that's what it meant in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, my mom's ex-husband used to just be like, I can't believe that you do that. He did like 8 years in prison in California in the 80s. And he was just like, I can't believe that you wear your clothes
that
like
does
that.
Not mean what you think it
exactly,
means.
Yeah.
It's not really cool.
I don't think we've defined what it actually means, right? In prison.
You're advertising.
You're advertising.
It says here on Urban Dictionary that originally it was a prison thing that signified you were another person's property, i.e. their bitch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I didn't have the Urban Dictionary description right at my fingertips.
And it's been used in the streets for as long as we've been adults. I mean, yeah. I remember it from back in the 1990s, Will.
Yeah.
And it was stupid then, and it's just as stupid now.
Yeah. They have cities now that in Florida and Alabama that have laws against it.
Oh, really?
You can be prosecuted for it.
The defendant refused to pull his pants up.
Yes, you can be ticketed for it.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that like a decade ago on Free Talk Live. More than that. I think we were a Florida show when we talked about those laws first.
Yeah, that was the first law that was passed. Many of them have happened since then.
I can't believe those haven't been overturned.
No, not at all. Yeah. You get the ticket and you pay it.
I'm not sure who. Yeah. But again, I look at the kids with saggy pants and go, does he really have the chops to take on a state government
with
a legal challenge over his saggy pants? I'm like thinking,
he's not the attorney. Yeah, he can't afford the lawyer, exactly.
Yeah, half the time he can't afford boxers.
Yeah.
but it is what it is. But we were talking... it is what it is, but... I could just end it right there, right?
I'm sorry.
But we were talking about these kids and wearing a MAGA hat meaning something more than it really does. I think sometimes kids pick up trends and they're not giving any thought to it. None. You know, it's the saggy pants. It's a MAGA hat. You know,
they're obvious conservatives. They're there for a pro-life anti-abortion event, you know. So I'm kind of not surprised at all that they had MAGA hats.
Well, is it possible that there are some left-leaning pro-life people, too? Is it?
That would be heresy to the left. Seriously.
Is it that far?
Yeah. The Muslim community is completely 100% pro-abortion now. And like, even the people that follow schools of thought that are like, you can't have an abortion unless the mother's going to die. But they're still like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, we'll just ignore that, you know, and it's because there are certain issues, abortion, gay marriage, income taxes, interest-based banking, you know, if you don't throw in the towel on those issues, then you're not going to gain acceptance from them. And the attitude, to me, it seems to be like, we won't put you in the cattle car with the Republicans. But we won't stop them from putting you in the cattle car if you don't believe the way that we want you to.
That's it. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
You know, if you don't mind, I've got a little bit more here from
please.
The story of the MAGA hats. This is SkinVox.com and a 2017 report on the draw that MAGA hats hold for teens. Hillary George Parkin noted that the more the adults wring their hands about the potential dangers of Trumpist symbolism, the easier it is for kids to laugh about how dramatic they're being. A 14-year-old named Julia from New Jersey told the author, quote, I think kids think of MAGA hats as more of a joke, and adults don't. Plus, the more taboo the hats become, the more power they hold, at least from a fashion standpoint.
Well, look at American society since the 60s, right? The taboo thing was communism. And now all of the kids of the 60s are all communists. And communism is the cool and in thing to be.
Hmm.
So what's the next generation going to do? They're going to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to be the opposite. And with the uber freak out that's going on, like, the left has overplayed their hand completely, at this point.
I love the
comedian Dave Smith when he was like, if he doesn't kill 6 million Jews, then now you have to be like,
Well, evidently he wasn't that bad, you know, because he said, you said he was literally Hitler, and he only killed 20,000 people. So, you know, I think you overreacted a bit.
You mentioned Dave Smith. He does a podcast.
He's hilarious.
Called Part of the Problem, and that actually was just added back to LRN.FM last week. So he's back on LRN.FM.
He's hilarious, and he just points out the ridiculousness of the left.
That's good
because
comedy.
They're literally exactly like the right was this time in 2010, because Obama was literally the second, was the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I saw videos where they were like, and the word Barack in Hebrew means, you know, and it's like,
right, but that was the end. And at that point in time, I was coming into my liberty sensibilities. but back then, liberty to me meant following the Constitution and you know, as a right-wing, you know, conservative,
Judeo-Christian,
Republican.
Western culture,
I never really brought religion into it, but I just thought that the United States would be, it'd be a little bit better if we actually followed the Constitution. And I still believe that. I just don't think that they ever will. I think that ship has sailed, and I think that ship sailed in about 1789. I'm trying to think of Marbury versus Madison. That was that was a big one. And if you're not familiar with that, that is it's a lawsuit that the Supreme Court was presented with to try to determine which laws are constitutional, which laws are not constitutional. So in their supreme wisdom, they gave themselves that power.
And yeah, I'm going to say the Whiskey Rebellion was probably the end of it. That was the point where, you know, it was, you know,
when we just fought a war over taxes.
And then we went and slaughtered whiskey farmers in Pennsylvania with the same army so that we could tax them.
Yeah.
That was the point where you knew, like, we had just thrown in the towel on all the convictions that we had literally just had people dying for a few years earlier.
Yeah, and that's a sad thing, and that's why I remain anti-war. Nobody should have to die for political reasons, and worst of all, for taxation. Worst of all for oil. Worst of all so somebody else can make a buck.
It happens over and over throughout history. 30 years after the godhead, so to speak, of some grand philosophical movement dies, it is co-opted and used for oppression. It happened after Jesus died. Within 30 years, the Essenes had been completely wiped out, and there was a new version of Christianity being trumpeted all across the world.
Sure.
It happened with Islam. 30 years after the death of the Prophet, Ali was assassinated, and empire became the code word for Islam. And then with America, within 30 years, you had the Whiskey Rebellions, boom, there and the Alien Sedition Acts, and then boom, America as America is over within 30 years. A generation. The people who saw it as children become the utopia will see it gone by the time they're dead.
855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, coming to you live, like we do every night, from 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. Here in studio, you've got me, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And Will.
And we've been talking about lots of stuff tonight, and we've been taking your calls at 855-450-FREE, or you can join us through Discord and sound just like you're sitting here in the studio. That is discord.lrn.fm. You do have to load a little bit of software. It's fairly Discord simple. App. Yeah, the Discord app. And the Discord app is available on cell phones. It's on Apple. It's on Android.
You don't have to
it's
download
on Windows.
The app. I don't have the app on my laptop. I just go to the
website. Yeah, you can do it that way.
That would be called a web app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a WAP.
Oh, okay.
I just made that up. But if you'd like to change the subject. We've been talking about the Covington kids and their confrontation with Nathan.
False narrative.
False narrative. Their confrontation with Nathan Phillips, a Native American protester who was down in the D.C. area, as were the, I always get this wrong, it's the Black Hebrew Israelites. Did I get that right? B-H-I.
They're insane.
They are crazy. And as I was telling these gentlemen during one of our breaks, it was during a visit to D.C. I used to live in Maryland, and I lived in Pennsylvania, but D.C. wasn't too far. And it's one of those places I like to take my son because he loved the Air and Space Museum.
Hmm.
And I remember we had parked down there, and we were walking across the mall, you know, by the Washington Monument, and these gentlemen accosted us. Turns out they were with the Black Hebrew Israelites. And then continuing our walk to the
Air and Space Museum. What did they say to you?
Continuing our walk to the Air and Space Museum, I had to answer my son, who was maybe 5 or 6, Why did they call us effing crackers?
Hmm.
That was the first time I ever had to explain to my son what a cracker was.
What a cracker was.
Yeah.
What racism is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we at least we had some time. D.C.'s a big place and it seems to take a long time to walk from anywhere to anywhere. So we talked about racism and and why some people feel that way, which I certainly do not.
But they hate everybody.
Yeah.
Literally. Like
even themselves.
They hate Arabs. Mm. They hate white people. They hate Native Americans. They hate the quote unquote Mongoloids, mm-hmm. which is, you know, Asia, China, Japan, Korea, that whole area.
Right, but other black people, they must fully support other black people.
No, not really.
Not even there.
Well, racially they think that you know, but if you're not a black Hebrew Israelite, then you're misguided at the very least.
Right. As much as I hate to give credit. Anywhere.
Definitely don't marry a white woman.
As much as I hate to give any credit to the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, this is one group that they actually track. And for a lot of people, I will say to the left of center, they will look to the SPLC as their gospel.
Why I'm wondering, where is the outrage?
Right.
About them. Where's the outrage?
Yeah.
Why? If you want to be outraged about people who said racist things. They actually did.
Right, unlike the teens who didn't, right?
Say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't really say anything. They did some school cheers and stuff like that. But the black Hebrew Israelites were using things that you just can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even repeat those in impolite company, but they were doing what they do. They stand with like a megaphone mm-hmm. or a microphone. And they film, and they let this stuff go.
They spew vitriol.
They do. And like I said, you know, they are recognized by many people as a hate group.
Well, another thing I find interesting is if you had, like, David Duke and the idiots that he runs around with
right.
standing at the bus station in Orlando saying the same thing but in reverse, it would never be stood for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would be jumped, shot, whatever, you know, like there would be violence right. against them.
And it's not that
these Hebrew Israelites, I almost never see violence when they're there. People just ignore them.
Right.
While they spew this racist hatred. But were it the Klan,
right.
people would react violently. But mm-hmm. we're supposed to believe that America is an ultimately racist society where white racists, right. we will kick the crap out of you. But if you're a black racist who literally is saying the exact same thing, we'll just act like you're not there.
Mm-hmm. Right, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Chris, tell me about Liberty.menu. Have you ever been? You've been there before. You actually, isn't Route 101 local goods up on Liberty.menu?
It is, as is Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire.
That's right.
So we use this a lot, and for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory of events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect, so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarious ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. I'd say you could get something else, like a free month, but it's already free. That's liberty.menu. So Will, have you been confronted by these guys in person?
Yeah. When I was in Orlando, I was praying. I used to carry a prayer rug around with me. And I started praying, and they were, I didn't know who they were, and they were setting up. And I just found like a little corner over off to the side outside of the bus terminal to throw my rug down and, you know, knock out a quick her salah. And they started going off while I was praying and going off on me while I was praying. And I just, you know, did my thing and folded my rug up when I got done and went over and sat on my bench. And they're vile people.
Yeah. I was, and you'll see this if you've taken the time to watch the longer videos of the viral news clip that BuzzFeed put out. Mm-hmm. You'll hear some horrendous things. And if you feel that because someone is a minority that, you know, they've been oppressed, so, you know, you got to let them get it off their chest. You know, they should be allowed a little bit more freedom than, you know, white people that have white privilege and things like that. You listen to that and tell me if those are things you want your children to hear.
So, well, I don't to think me, that's it sounds no different than these guys at the Klan rallies that they have that you see, and they're all dressed up in their purple and red and green and whatever outfits, and they're yelling all this racist stuff. I mean, it's literally the exact same thing that those idiots are saying. You're just changing the adjectives.
Right, and that's a big deal. That racism is racist.
There's a story here in the New York Times all about these black Hebrew Israelites. And I'm just kind of reading through it here. It says, dating back more than a century, the theology is difficult to define today because the movement is split into dozens of semi-autonomous groups, what, like most religions, right?
Right.
In general, adherents contend, now this is super confusing, adherents contend that race does not exist, and so they eschew being referred to as black or categorizing anyone else by race. However,
how did they name themselves?
However, they group people instead based on what they call nations, believing that there are 12 tribes among God's chosen people. They say white people are not among those tribes and therefore will be servants when Christ returns to the earth. So they don't believe in race, but they believe that everybody who's white aren't among the 12 chosen tribes. I'm not sure how that's not.
They also believe that about Arabs and Native Americans.
That they're on the outs, that they're not in. Okay.
So are the 12 tribes just those
black?
Those 12 guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just those 12 guys.
I'm the tribe of Bob.
Yep. It's those 12 guys and their immediate families.
Yeah. I suspect you're right. We're going to go to the phones because we've got Vernon. I'm sorry. Thomas calling in from Maryland. Bear with me, I'm new at this, but you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm sure you guys have heard of the Venezuelan regime change. And
well, it's a regime conflict, I would say, at this point, unless something has broken within the last 12
hours. I'm the
hours.
President of Venezuela.
Yeah, I am.
So you've got two...
No, I am!
Yeah, so that's what's going on, at least the last I heard. Has there been an update? You've got two different people claiming to be the president. One, Nicolas Maduro, who has been the president. He's claiming he's got a second term. The other is the opposition, who we learned last night was also a socialist. But he's the opposition, so he's the good guy, apparently, in this. He's claiming he's the president, and he's got the National Assembly behind him. If you want, stand by. We'll continue the discussion. Just hit the hold button.
Yeah,
there,
Thomas, Chris. We're going to sure. bring you Thanks. Back here.
Oh, you just hit the drop button instead, so you're not bringing him back now.
If you are listening, please call us back, because you've got a rookie in the driver's seat here on Free Talk night. Live, 855-450-FREE. If you want to take part, we Sorry, look bro. Forward to hearing from you. Oh, that's all right. It was a
No, I was apologizing to him.
Oh, as I should. Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.